This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Thank God it's Friday!
Line it up, baby!
Hey! Alright, all you sports fans, are you ready for the most intense, hard-rocking sports show in Tampa Bay? Well, the next hour will totally blow you away with all the facts and top celebrities and the sports scene today!
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Van der Holyfield.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nothing he believes in.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez. Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Steph.
Dre Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Hey, what is going on, everybody? It is Friday, February 27th. Knockout Radio, and yes, I'm saying Knockout Radio, and Talking Sports on the air. I am supposed to be brought, well, matter of fact, I wasn't even going to be on today.
Actually.
I was taking the day off.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to Pink's, and a matter of fact, right now I was supposed to be at Felipe's, which is a restaurant deli in Los Angeles where they invented the French dip sandwich.
Cool.
The reason that I am not, and I am in this awesome studio here, is on Wednesday. My flight was yesterday to Los Angeles. I was leaving Tampa at 5:10 in the morning. I get a call at 8 on Wednesday that my flight has been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
24 hours in advance.
Okay.
I wasn't as upset. I mean, I was pissed.
Yeah, you were pretty...
I was pissed.
You were furious.
But I wasn't as mad as I was when they said, your flight, which is the first flight out of Charlotte, is canceled.
Mm-hmm.
We can get you on the second flight.
Okay.
And I know you're looking at me, and yes, I was first class on the first flight, and yes, they told me they couldn't get me first class on the second flight, okay. But I could be first class on the third flight. The thing that I didn't understand, and to this point, I still don't understand, how do you cancel the 8 o'clock flight, but anticipate the 9, the 10, and the 11 would still go out?
Yeah, at that time. It doesn't make sense because the reasoning was weather.
Right.
So it's going to be affecting the entire location for an extended amount of time. And they ended up.
The first flight out of Charlotte on US Air yesterday was at 4:55.
Yeah. So
if I would have taken that 5 a.m. flight, I would have sat in Charlotte for 12 hours.
No, you wouldn't have.
No, you're right. I would have found a way home.
You would have driven back.
I would have driven back because I wouldn't have flown back.
No,
because they couldn't get flights out. So that's my one thing. Your job.
I'm actually glad because now I didn't have to drive up to the main studio.
Your job. All right, now I'm going to give you a job.
Gas prices. Okay.
You need to get with Frank,
okay,
the producer of the night show.
Yeah.
And I need the music for whatever we're going to call that segment by next week.
Okay. I was just texting a couple
You know, my
ago,
bitch so. Segment or whatever you were calling it. What'd you call it last
time? Story time with Uncle Randy.
Story time. I've got another story time I want to talk about, and it is sports related. I am furious.
Okay.
And this is why we have problems in this country and every country. A guy that I like in the mixed martial arts world writes this story and then tags it and puts it on Facebook. And give me your opinion on this.
Okay.
This is the headline. Two black fighters super fight. Why no one black cares.
What? That was the headline.
That was the headline. Let me read it to you again.
In a word.
Let me read it to you again. Two black fighters, super fight, why no one black cares.
In a word, inflammatory.
I'm so pissed. You know, and when we do the night show, we have the conspiracist, you know, who's not here on Fridays. You know, we have, I'm the naive one. I don't, you know, I don't get it. I don't look at King Mo Lawler as a black fighter.
Okay.
I don't look at Czech Congo, which is, this is the fight they're talking about. It's on Bellator, okay, and I think it's tonight. I don't look at Czech Congo as a black fighter.
Okay.
And I certainly don't call this a super fight.
Absolutely not.
Now, the super fight's not what I'm all upset about.
Right.
And he explains why he thinks it's a super fight. And Czech Congo is far, you know,
his prime
qualified.
Well, he was a while ago.
Right.
Though.
But I don't think he was ever a super fight candidate. And no. Again, a super fight, and everybody believes a super fight is something different, but a super fight to me is the elite, the best, and they're coming together at a catchweight. I'll even give you this isn't a catchweight. But King Mo and Czech Congo are not superstars to qualify for a super fight. But I take issue with the black fighter comment, the black community comment. And what he's saying is that these black fighters need to go into the black communities and they got to blah, 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 blah. Aren't they just two fighters?
They're fighters. They're MMA fighters.
They're not black fighters. Yes, they're African-American or black, whichever way, you know, whatever. But I don't look at them that way. And the problem is, write an article, the reverse of this, and why whites should like white fighters.
And there is a, everybody's going to be losing their mind.
They are.
Absolutely.
And they're not. They're not white fighters. They're white, or they're MMA. They're just MMA fighters.
They're fighters.
Yeah. They're not black baseball players and black, other than obviously they are. It just drives me crazy. And then people say that, well, he likes him because he's white. He likes him because he's black. It shouldn't be that way.
I don't necessarily think it is they're trying to be that way about it. I think they have a very specific goal in mind when they put something like that. And because you and I are discussing this very topic right now, and we're talking about this guy's
started
article,
the damn show with it.
We started the show with it. He's won. He's won the battle because he is getting people to talk about it.
How about just having King Mo and Czech Congo go into the communities?
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be black communities. Doesn't have to be white communities. Communities.
Yeah.
It can be, you know, low-income communities. It can be, I don't care. It's just really aggravating. And of all the things that we need to talk about, and there's plenty spring training. I just got credentialed. I can't wait for in a couple days. As the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York, I was going to make fun of them, Yankees.
Okay.
Coming to Bright House Networks Field.
Okay.
So I'm definitely looking forward to that. But I just wanted to vent. I just wanted to, it's just
story time.
Well, it just pisses me off. It just.
Well, yeah. And it, the very nature of it is to get people riled up. And again, people talking about it. And they've achieved that. But I don't. And this is just me personally, that whoever wrote this could very well have meant it in the way it sounds. But I think this is a tactic to get airtime.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Yeah. And again, naive, you know, et cetera, because I know the guy. I like the guy. You know, I don't think he's doing it for that reason at all.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, did you read the story? I said, yes. He's like, what did you think? If you think differently, I'll rewrite. You know, if you can give me a different side and a different view. And it just bothered me. Happy birthday, I believe, goes out to city councilman who I hope stands strong and does not vote to allow the Tampa Bay Rays to look elsewhere for a stadium.
Mm-hmm.
As Bill Dudley, who was one of the driving forces on the last vote, who had a lot of big cases on voting it down. And, you know, I support Bill Dudley. Matter of fact, he was also my PE teacher back in middle school and high school here in the Tampa Bay area. But happy birthday goes out to Bill Dudley. And sad, sad news from Space, The Final Frontier.
Yes.
As Spock, Leonard Nimoy, another tribe member, passes on to the great big galaxy in the stars. I never could.
Well, I like how you.
I never
that.
Could do that thing.
You can't do. That?
I can't do that. Huh. What's that called? The Vulcan thing?
I think it's supposed to mean live long and prosper.
Well, it is what it means, but yeah.
I don't know what the name of the hand gesture is, but I'm sure everybody knows what we're talking about.
So
in Radioland,
Kurt Busch,
okay,
suspended indefinitely by NASCAR. Adrian Peterson, his indefinite suspension has now been lifted. But I think the NFL is still going to fight it. They're going to fight.
They've already appealed it,
right,
yes.
To continue it.
Yeah, they've already appealed it. And so it is going to extend this whole process because obviously now the appeal has to be heard and the suspension cannot be lifted until the appeal has gone through everything. So the start of the season, I believe, is March 10th. And that is going to technically be the time when Adrian Peterson could be reinstated and be able to be involved with team activities. And, I mean, to this point, let's say the appeal goes through and he is able to rejoin the Vikings. I guess a big question now is, does he want to rejoin the Vikings?
Well, he doesn't. He's already said he wants to get traded to the Cowgirls. But, you know, my thing is, and I said that for on purpose because I know somebody's listening who's a big Cowboy fan.
Gotcha.
Who is he to tell the Minnesota Vikings, trade me to the Cowboys?
Yeah,
you're an employee.
He can ask for a trade, and he can hold out and do whatever is in his power.
Which running back would you rather have?
DeMarco Murray or Adrian Peterson?
Yeah. I'm not saying this question 5 years ago. I'm saying right now.
As of this last season, yeah.
No, not as of this last season. Today. Who would you want of those two running backs right now?
I can tell by the way you're looking at me, you have an answer.
Of course, I say Murray. You only replace somebody that is better. We don't know what the heck Adrian Peterson is anymore. He hasn't played in forever. He's not the guy that came out of college who was banged up, as we know, you know, when he came out of college. But I stick with Murray, and we're not even sure if the Cowboys are going to stay with Murray, if they can afford him.
Yeah, I thought he was. There was a big question mark on him.
Him or Dez. You know, who are they going to franchise? You know, who do you franchise? I think everything that I've read says you franchise Dez. I think you franchise the stud running back. I think you can find good receivers, and Dez is great. I understand that. But I don't think you can find good, and Murray's great, running backs.
I'm going to make the assumption that they are keeping all of their O-line.
I would think so.
So
you're saying anybody can run behind that line?
Not anybody. I mean, you still have to be, to do what Murray did last season, you still have to be a very special individual to be able to do that. But it sure helps to have an offensive line that can make those holes for you so you can get to that next level.
Are we 888 or 866?
We are 866.
866-TAN-1340. If you want to pick up the phone and jump on board, feel free to do it. We do have a pair of VIP tickets for the 11th Annual Festivals of Speed. It is at the St. Petersburg Renaissance Vinoy. If you would like to, that's the VIP tickets are for the Tampa Bay Automobile Museum, which is Friday. We also have tickets to give away to the Festival of Speed, which is next Sunday. Unfortunately, you will not be able to attend because you will be covering for us the inaugural big soccer game. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk to Joe from Kinetics when we return. This is Talking Sports brought to you by PostShare.com. You got me going crazy. You turn me on, turn me on. Let me charm you. Go right order on me. You got me.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
own. Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today. Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of The Players Show and Go Bucks!
Let's get it started in here.
Hey Tampa, looking for your next adventure? How about a day filled with 25 epic obstacles, crazy costumes, rockin' music, and plenty of beer? The 5th annual Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race is returning to the Tampa area on May 9th with just what you need. Grab your friends and get ready for the adventure of a lifetime as you climb mountains of stacked shipping containers, rocket down a 50-foot water slide, jump over fire, bounce on trampolines, and crawl through underground tunnels of dirty, yucky mud, all while wearing whatever insane costume you and your friends come up with. But the fun doesn't stop there. Join thousands of partiers in the massive festival where you can play in adult bounce houses, ride mechanical bulls, dance your butt off in the foam pit, and enjoy cold craft beer from Harpoon Brewery. Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race, Saturday, May 9th, at Little Everglades Ranch in Dade City. Don't miss out on this wild and crazy day of fun. Get off the couch and do something exciting with your weekend. Tickets are selling fast, so grab your friends and register today at ruggedmaniac.com. That's ruggedmaniac.com.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hello, hello, this is Robin Zander. I want you to listen to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. That's right, he's my friend.
Okay, we are back. This is Talking Sports brought to you by PostShare.com. A lot of things still to get to. I want you to talk to us about what's coming up next Sunday, the inaugural football that'll be happening in Orlando. But first, since we just ran the spot for the Rugged Maniac event that's coming up this summer, one of the leaders of our Knockout Radio Rugged Maniac team is on the line with us right now. He runs Kinetics Health Club. I've been going in there the past couple weeks. He's getting my body in shape. He is the general manager of the whole shindig over there. Joe, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Randy?
Not too bad. Just wanted to touch base, not only see what's going on over at Kinetics, but how pumped are you about what we're going to do with this Rugged Maniac thing this summer?
I'm definitely excited for that. We're getting a lot of our members and some of our staff involved in that too. I've done some of the races before. I haven't done a rugged race, so I'm definitely looking to see what kind of experience that would be. But I definitely love a challenge, and I know a lot of our members are looking forward to it too.
Now, let me ask you this. As I've going over to Kinetics and as I'm going over to Tigers World in Tampa as well, trying to, you know, not only get my body right, but my mind right for this, because it's an endeavor that is just going to be insane. What should I be doing the most at Kinetics? Should I be doing weights or should I be doing the cardio?
To be honest with you, you're going to do a combination of both. For this event, I would definitely focus more on cardio because I know there's probably going to be a little bit more, you know, using your endurance and stuff, but you definitely don't want to, you know, leave the resistance training away. So a combination of both is definitely going to, you know, give you your best approach at this event.
See, I'm using, you know, to talk about the Rugged Maniac to also talk about training and doing the right things when you're at Kinetics. So it's just a different way to not only help all of our listeners, but to help me as well. The reason that I don't do a lot of cardio is my flat feet start killing me 10 minutes into it. So are there certain cardio things that I should do or certain cardio things I should stay away from?
The elliptical is probably the best as far as doing cardio, but you also have to remember, you know, it also depends on the person's, you know, genetics, their body, because if you're heavy up on top and you're not used to running and you're pounding and taking that weight onto your feet, something you're not used to, you're going to, you know, injure those or get those sore. But that's why, you know, here at Kinetics, we have trainers and also our staff, you know, also can help people, you know, get the best out of, you know, what they're trying to accomplish, their goals. But the elliptical or a bike for the cardio is going to be less impact on the knees and the, you know, your feet.
Right. Final question for you, and obviously thank you for your time on such short notice. When I do the bike, when people do the bike at Kinetics and they're trying to get their cardio in, and they just, I don't feel like, and some people have told me the same thing, I'm not sweating, my heart's not racing. Am I just wasting time? Am I just, wait for it, spinning wheels?
No, definitely not. We got actually our RPM or spin, our cycling room that you can go to a class, and I guarantee you if you go in there, even if you stand in there, you're going to sweat. But you go in there and you follow the instructor's lead because it's a group setting. Now, if you go to the bikes themselves, there's resistance. So you add resistance. If you just leave it on this, you know, standard resistance, you're not, all you're doing is spinning your feet. You'll get a heart rate up, but that's when you add resistance to it. And that's where, you know, you're going to get the most, you know, most out of it. If you just get on the bike and leave it at setting one, then you're just spinning your feet around. But, I mean, I would definitely recommend trying a cycling class. That will definitely get your heart rate up, and I will guarantee you, you know, you'll break a sweat, if not a bucket.
How do people get more information? How can they get hooked up with you? And for the low, low starting price of $19.99, Kinetics is definitely the place to do. How can they get in touch with you?
And I did want to say something about that. If anybody mentions Knockout Radio, we're actually doing a special. We're doing $10 a month. So if anybody comes in here and mentions Knockout Radio, we're doing $10 a month. We've never done it. We're doing it for the next couple of days. It's very limited, and you won't even really see it on Facebook, or if you call, we're still going to, you know, promote our bottom price, which is 19. But if you mention Knockout Radio, come in and talk to me, and we'll get you taken care of. But you can give us a call at 727-827-7979, and we're on 49th and Park Boulevard in the Pete and Shorty Plaza.
Easy to get to. It's a fairly new, brand new facility. It's awesome. The equipment's top notch. Joe, thanks for your time. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, take care. That is Joe from Kinetics, corner of 49th and Park Boulevard. $10 a month.
I'm
hey,
in
workout,
the zone,
dude.
I'm in the zone right now. I'm getting he said he's not going to promote it. I'm putting it on our Facebook page.
Absolutely, $10 a month. How do you beat that? You can't. You can't, using that equipment and stuff. Very, very cool. All right, so next Sunday, and I know you're in the zone, but talk to us about the new football league. Is it not a new league, right?
No,
it's just a new team.
Since the 90s. The MLS has been around, but this will be the first, as you said, inaugural season for the Orlando City Soccer Club. So they're going to be taking on the other new team in the MLS, the New York City FC, at the Citrus Bowl. That's actually going to be broadcast on ESPN2 as well. But one of the things that they're doing, this is the first game of their franchise, and they're opening up two sections. They're opening up the 100 level and the 200 level. And from what I understand, if they're not there yet, well, no, I think they already did sell out for 40,000 people for this first game of their franchise. So obviously the backing is there. We'll see how this first season goes. These two teams have played already in the preseason to a 1-1 draw. So we'll see if it still is as even as earlier in the season. But Orlando City and your favorite player, Kaká, has been making an impact. And we'll see how it goes. It's going to be an interesting first season. They're going to be getting their own stadium. As far as I know, they're going to be their own stadium next season. So these first years are going to be very awesome, and we're getting in at the ground floor.
Anybody else on the team that people may recognize other than Kaká?
Maybe. Well, my favorite player is not Kaká. My favorite player on their team is a young guy named Breck Shea, who is on the U.S. who was on the U.S. men's national team. I have seen him play before, and I am a fan of his. So they picked him up through their drafting process, the MLS draft, and he's probably one of the names that people may know. But in general, there's going to be a steep learning curve for Americans. But Orlando has a very strong Brazilian population.
They do.
And I'm sure that that support is going to be very easy to maintain.
But from what I understand, I know two-thirds of our crew are headed up there on Sunday. And the fact that game one is sold out.
Yes.
Game two, they can't give tickets away. Is that true? I mean, I heard that they're sold out game one, and they're nowhere near sold out for any other game.
That I don't know. I haven't heard about any other games. I do know that they are not selling any of the 200 level, so it's they're offering significantly fewer tickets. But their second home game is on March 21st. That's a Saturday, and that's hosting the Vancouver Whitecaps. Not one of the better known teams in the league. Don't have too much in the way of superstars on that team. That may have something to do with it, but we have to see how this first game goes. There's still plenty of time until March 21st, and they may make some sort of a statement on that game. They also go to Houston and play the Dynamo on Friday, March 13th. So we'll see who watches that game, who tunes in, and who wants to see him play at home against Vancouver.
Before we hit this next break, I want to mention Simeon Rice has mm-hmm. been pretty vocal. Simeon Rice has always been vocal. He's from another planet. We all know that from when he played.
Sure.
And he has basically said that there's no Hall of Fame without him being in it. Okay? Nothing like patting yourself on the back, nothing right. like whatever. Before I get into whether it's this show or shows down the road, whether Simeon Rice deserves to be in the Hall of Fame or not, that's a moot point right now. The question that I have to you and to anybody else that's listening, Ed, if you want to, you know, throw in as well, how about his name hasn't even been brought up? How many names have been brought up? And we've talked on this show and other people have said, what? I mean, the guy has no shot in the world, yet his name is on the ballot. Now, let's just compare sacks. There's a whole lot more than sacks, and I understand that. Michael Strahan, 141 and a half sacks in 14 years.
Okay.
Now, Simeon has called out the Strahan more because of the gift that Brett Favre gave him than the fact that Strahan was a pretty decent player. Simeon, in 12 years, two less years, 122 sacks. So, you know, 20-some sacks less, which is a lot, but it's not a great deal. Simeon may or may not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, but he certainly deserves to have his name brought up compared to some of those other names that are out there that are just a joke.
Yeah, you think if it's 20 sacks less and there's a two-year difference, you're averaging, let's say it's 20. How many? Was it 20?
Yeah, about 20.
About 20. He had 1, 2, 3, 4 of his 12 years were not in double digits.
Okay. What's the lowest sacks he had in a year?
What?
Six?
Well, 2007, he only played half the season. It was 2006, he played half the season. That was 8.
All right. How about a season that he played the full season?
I looked at the wrong one.
Full season 6? 5? Let's just say 5.
Full season was 5. And okay. That was his second season.
And again, that's not necessarily a way to look at it, but let's add 2 more years, 10 more sacks, 132 sacks, 9 sacks less than Strahan, who just went in. I think he warrants being listed. I think he warrants at least the discussion. Again, whether you want to put him in or not, whatever.
Well, Strahan went in first ballot.
Second
ballot.
Yeah.
You think the way it's set up, they have what, 10 years, 15 years? They have forever. And as you like to say, the stats don't change, so it shouldn't matter. But after that time passes, would it be good enough to make the Hall?
Yeah, but like I said, to not even be on it at the very beginning just kind of pisses me off. Before we go to break, Ed, any thoughts on Simeon Rice?
Well, I think Simeon's going to fall into that category of the stats don't get you in because, I don't know, it just, you know, he was a great player. I mean, he did, because he was stuck in Arizona for a while and Arizona didn't do anything, I think he falls under that. I mean, Paul Gruber was a great tackle for the Bucs, but there's no chance he's ever going to get in, but... Yeah, you know, I think he just falls into one of those. And he might get a sniff if he is up against a really weak Hall of Fame class. I mean, that's the only way I see him getting in. Sad to say, but
yeah.
Definitely, Simeon definitely had enough to say. I'll tell you that.
As he always did. You know, I remember both of us being in the locker rooms on a regular basis, and Simeon was never shy to talk to the media and the microphones. All right, Doc.
Simeon was always, taste of Simeon was always, if you asked him, you know, what do you think about the Packers coming to town and Green Bay and Favre and all his antics, he would come off with some story about Europe, and then you would just leave there shaking your head and just wondering if he was on the same planet you were and heard the same question. But, I mean, the guy was always polite, never got in trouble. I mean, that's a rarity these days.
No, absolutely. Now writing and producing movies, doing a good thing out there in the entertainment world, and that is Simeon Rice. All right, we're going to hit a break. When we come back, your favorite subject my good friend Alex, as it is the return of Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari when we return.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Come join the party for the 2015 Florida Strawberry Festival. Today is Publix Feeding Florida Day. Bring any Publix brand non-perishable item and get $4 off the Fun Pack Ride coupon book from noon to 10 p.m. Today at 3:30 is Mel Tillis.
Yeah, I love you.
And American Idol winner Scotty McCreery at 7:30. Tomorrow features Mercy Me and Kevin Costner in Modern West on the Wish Farm soundstage. Later, Moonlight Magic roars with nonstop fun from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. for just $20. The 2015 Florida Strawberry Festival, now through March 8th, with hundreds of exhibits, arts and crafts, free entertainment, and awesome food featuring Plant City's homegrown party favorite, our delicious strawberry shortcake. Get details, information, and tickets today at flstrawberryfestival.com. That's flstrawberryfestival.com. Or visit a Publix supermarket for discounted admission tickets. The 2015 Florida Strawberry Festival. Come join the party.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Let's get it started in here.
Hey, Tampa, looking for your next adventure?
How about a day filled with 25 epic obstacles, crazy costumes, rockin' music, and plenty of beer? The 5th annual Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race is returning to the Tampa area on May 9th with just what you need. Grab your friends and get ready for the adventure of a lifetime as you climb mountains of stacked shipping containers, rocket down a 50-foot water slide, jump over fire, bounce on trampolines, and crawl through underground tunnels of dirty, yucky mud, all while wearing whatever insane costume you and your friends come up with. But the fun doesn't stop there. Join thousands of partiers in the massive festival where you can play in adult bounce houses, ride mechanical bulls, dance your butt off in the foam pit, and enjoy cold craft beer from Harpoon Brewery. Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race, Saturday, May 9th, at Little Everglades Ranch in Dade City. Don't miss out on this wild and crazy day of fun. Get off the couch and do something exciting with your weekend. Tickets are selling fast, so grab your friends and register today at ruggedmaniac.com. That's ruggedmaniac.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wade Boggs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All things just keep getting better.
And now, Mick Forhaire presents Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari.
I've overruled everybody's decision. I know Mick is on the line.
Every single time.
We are sticking with that open. That is the open for Mick Ferrari. Mick, how are you?
Randy Harris, you do love some dancing music. How are you, pal? Hello, Alex.
Hello, hello.
The reason that we need to stick with it, Mick, and then we got to get right into what's going on at Got Split Ends this weekend. Frank Mir fought over the weekend in Brazil, and my biggest complaint, not the fact that Frank Mir knocked out Bigfoot Silva in like less than a minute and a half with a vicious, even though it looked like it missed, punch. The fact that he came out to a different walkout music. When you are known for a certain song, you stick with it. So we're going to stick with it.
Okay. Stick with our current theme song. It's been doing right for us for the last dozen years or so. It will continue on in the grand tradition. How are you guys doing? And please fill us in on what you are doing this weekend, because there are big doings here at Got Split Ends Salon, the best spot for beauty on the boulevard, of course. We want to let you guys in on the scoop. I'm here with, of course, our lovely and talented style director, Sarah Jane Collins. And tomorrow we are debuting our all-new spa lounge here at Got Split Ends, skincare for the masses. We are just finished our spa lounge. It is fabulous. And tomorrow it is making our big debut for our very first ever skincare event. It is from 1 to 4 tomorrow at Got Split Ends. Of course, that's 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. And we want to invite all you guys to come down. I wanted Sarah to give you the heads up on everything that's going to be going on tomorrow. We're going to have snacks, refreshments, and vendors, including, hey, Sarah.
How are you, guys?
Okay, how are you? Well, let's start.
Skincare. I'm sorry?
I was going to say, let's start with, you know, the important before we talk about the snacks and food. Talk about the skincare.
Talk about what?
I said talk about the skincare.
Oh, Randy wants to know about the skincare. Well, Sarah does have you as first on her list for a facial. Yeah, so we are going to be offering all kinds of great stuff. Sarah, fill them in.
We're going to have Miriam Skincare, unique makeup for those who want to get their makeup done, and it works body wrap.
Oh, wow, there you go.
And we're going to be offering in the future, Sarah's going to be doing the eyelash extensions and some skincare and some nail and mani pedis too. So lots of great stuff happening here at Got Split Ends. We hope you guys can attend. It's from 1 to 4 tomorrow p.m.
I think we need to set up WEGs for some extensions.
Well, Sarah can do that. It's hard to improve on perfection, Alex, but we will make every effort. Please, you guys, try to come out tomorrow. It's going to be a great afternoon here in Pinellas Park at Got Split Ends Salon and our all-new spa lounge. It's going to be great. You guys try to come and be with us.
We definitely will. Give the address one more time.
It is 4376 Park Boulevard, the best place for beauty on the boulevard here at Got Split Ends. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Mick. We appreciate your time. Brand-new facility moved over from Queerwater into Pinellas Park on Park Boulevard, not far from Kinetics. So really what you can do is you can come get your well, first go work out. Go to Kinetics, sign up for $10 a month. It's unbelievable. Then go get your face did or your hair did or whatever.
You can get your facial and you're good to go.
Then you will be absolutely ready to go. We do have some tickets to give away. Like I mentioned earlier, Festivals of Speed. That will be next Sunday. If you'd like a pair, shoot me an email. Go to the website, knockoutradio.com. We also have one pair to give away to the VIP reception, $85 a person. And it's a steal at $85, but it's even better if you're fortunate enough to win them, because then you just pocketed 85x2.
It's free. Yeah. Spring training. There's a lot going on. There's a lot more
than... First game is Monday or Tuesday?
Yes.
I know the first home game for the Phillies will be Wednesday, which I'll be out there covering the Phillies versus the Yankees. But I think it's just, first of all, the season just ended. It really, truly did. They need to extend the offseason, shorten the baseball season. That way people are not oversaturated with it, kind of like, you know, MMA.
It's too late.
Well, it is too late for that. But are the Rays still being picked?
Well, I think this is a serious question that needs to be asked. What should the realistic expectations be to put on this team?
Realistic?
It's new, yes.
Realistic.
It is a new team.
Third. That's realistic.
Behind who?
Well, I think Boston is just...
Okay.
Boston stacked.
We've seen stacked teams...
I understand that.
No, have not lived up to it.
Absolutely. And it's just as important for them to be stacked in the clubhouse that it is on the field.
Sure.
You know, that family, that thing that the Boston Red Sox were able to do a few years back, which enabled them on that historic run, you know, to the World Series. I just think the couple additions that they brought, they didn't bring in mediocre players.
You know,
they brought in some superstars that need to perform. You know, a lot of teams bring in superstars and a lot of bad things happen. But I would say, without spring training, without really watching everything, and that's why I go and cover spring training like I do, I would say Boston won.
Okay.
I think Toronto has made some improvements, but I'm going to go Baltimore too. And I think it'll be between, obviously, Toronto. I'm not really impressed with the Yankees, but I'll see what they... Again, you can't tell anything from spring training.
Absolutely.
But we'll see a little bit of the Yankees. I think they're down on pitching. I don't think they have a whole lot of pitching.
And they're old in general. It's a very aging franchise right now.
A-Rod's going to attempt to play first if Girardi's going to let him.
We'll see.
I still don't know if he can beat out Teixeira or some of those other guys. So I'm going to go Boston 1, Baltimore 2. The Rays will fight Toronto for 3. And Yankees in fifth.
Wow, Yankees in fifth. First spring training game is Thursday the 5th against the Orioles. The news about Josh Hamilton. Okay. Obviously, if you're not familiar with the backstory, then you probably haven't been paying attention. So he was selected first by the Rays. And had his
drug and alcohol problems
start here, basically.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know if it started here. It could have started before he got here.
No, I was under the impression it was when he got into his car wreck on his way to spring training. And so he had his surgery and he got hooked. from there, and it was all downhill from there. That's what I had understood.
Okay. All right, we'll run with it. Whatever.
Bottom line, it's a history thing. It is to the point where in his contract, it is actually stated, if you relapse, you're going to be in some deep caca. So you have that. It's not just a, oh, well, I went and I partied and I had a good time this one time. How much leeway do you give him, especially considering this is what I've heard. This is self-reported.
Hmm. Second time that I know of it was self-reported, because I think last time
was also
him. Here's the problem with when you make exceptions. When you make an exception, and you'll find this out when you have children, when you make an exception, it continues to go on. The exception,
slope.
It is. It absolutely is. And when they let things slide last time, it's going to make it easier this time. No, you got to stick by your guns. You know, if in the contract it says you're going to be suspended, then you're going to be suspended. Yes, it's going to affect the California Angels.
Blast from the past. It's a blast from the past.
What is?
California Angels.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's still with the Angels, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, but California doesn't.
All right, it's the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles, right?
Flipped it. Los Angeles, okay. Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
The California Angels.
Gotcha.
Matter of fact, I once did an interview, and then I did some liners with, I don't even remember who the manager was. I think it's the guy that's still there. And he did it. He said the California Angels. And
Mike Socha?
Yeah. And it wasn't the California Angels anymore.
Nice.
So if he can do it, I can too.
Yes, it's going to be a suspension. It's going to be hefty. But you're right. There is a very slippery slope that you have to.
But here's where the problem is. Here's where the problem is. He's your elite guy. I mean, not as elite as Trout is, because Hamilton's had a rough year or two. I would say Trout's won. You know, when Hamilton was on his big tear, I don't know who you take, but it's now Trout. But still, you're talking 2, maybe 3.
Yeah.
You're not talking 22.
Sure.
Different things happen when you're 2 than when you're 22. And I don't mean age.
But you're talking about, yes, he is the one of the top guys for the Angels, but they're not the ones in the driver's seat. He's in New York right now meeting with the MLB.
Right. But
so they're the ones that are going to...
MLB is going to make the decision, but I'm saying, you know, the Angels are in their ear. You know, are you going to support, or, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, are you going to agree with us if we stick to that or not? Are you going to fight it if we give them a 6-month suspension? You don't think they're in talks? You don't think the Angels and MLB are in some... Honestly, hey, listen, he's been really good over the past 6 days. You know, it was a relapse. Give the guy some credit.
No, I think that the Angels are kind of sitting there and they have to take whatever is handed out. Maybe the Players Association are sort of vying for some sort of preferential treatment. That might be the case, but I don't think the Angels in this situation have a leg to stand on, because they're the ones they signed. They were the ones that drafted up his contract. I mean, they have to follow what they set.
Real quick, what do you think of this tweet? The tweet was, "A life is like a garden. Perfect moments can be had, but not preserved. Except in memory." What do you think of that tweet? That air's not good.
Is it? Are you asking if it is
just what do you think of
factual?
The tweet? Just what do you think of the tweet? Once again, a life is like a garden. Perfect moments can be had, but not preserved, except in memory.
I like it. I think it.
LLAP.
LLAP.
Live long and prosper. That was the last tweet sent out by Leonard Nimoy.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Ooh. It's kind of ominous.
Yeah. Didn't,
actually.
Didn't mean to bring everything to a screeching halt, but I just saw it. I'm like, yeah, that's you know, his final tweet. Kind of not too snappy.
Speaking of screeching halts, have you heard about Travis Kvapil, the NASCAR driver who was in Atlanta?
His car got stolen?
And his sprint car got stolen out of the hotel parking lot.
Yep.
Have you ever heard of anything even remotely close to that happening?
No, but I'm sure.
That's pretty out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Yeah, it's pretty out there. Why that car? If you're going to steal a car, is that the car you're going to steal?
Well, I don't think they knew there.
They just thought it was a trailer. They just stole the. Did they steal the trailer and the truck?
And the truck.
And the truck.
It was a black dually with an enclosed trailer attached to it. So they took both of them. So they have a black dually and a Sprint Cup car.
And didn't he say something about he wished he had LoJack?
Yeah. You'd think that they'd have some way of keeping tabs on it, but obviously not. Those are expensive cars.
Yeah, but who's entered in the race on Saturday or Sunday? Is it the driver or is it the car? Now now that he doesn't have possession of the car, can the thief now enter the car and drive in the NETCAR race?
You know, I guess there's some technicalities there.
Well, it's like insurance. When you're insured, is it the car insured or is the driver insured?
That's a good point.
So now he may enter the car. I don't know. Somebody gave me the car. I want to enter it.
Well, I think the car, because there has to be an inspection done, so I think it's more so the car that they're worried about as opposed to the driver. Because you can switch out a driver.
Well, like you're switched out Kurt Busch. Who knows if Kurt Busch will be back and when he'll be back. Same with Kyle Busch. How weird was it for the Daytona 500, which I sat and watched the whole damn thing. I don't know if it was because I was too lazy to get up.
Entirely possible.
Or if I was just waiting to watch a good wreck or what. But it was weird. No Busch brothers. One due to injury and one due to stupidity.
When was the last time there was a race without a Busch in it?
I knew the date, but I don't know. On the four-letter network, because I don't want to run out of time before we bring it up, they're talking about UFC 184. I was supposed to be in attendance due to weather. I am not. Ronda Rousey, the number one.
Due to weather.
Well, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ronda Rousey versus Kat Sagano. My man Gilbert Melendez on the four-letter network as we speak. Give me your thoughts before I give you mine. Ronda Rousey, Kat Sagano.
I got Rousey. I think there's
don't go too far out on a limb.
I know. Yeah, it's I'm a trendsetter.
The bad guy's on the four letter network as well right now. Chael
Absolutely.
Sonnen. I believe this is the only person who can beat Ronda Rousey. I'm taking Ronda Rousey only because Ronda Rousey is the best of what we have seen. But Kat Sagano is a pretty tough, you know, fighter.
Honestly, I've never seen her fight. I've always thought that Miesha Tate was sort of the perfect foil to Ronda. And Ronda, I mean, that's the deepest into a fight that Ronda's ever gone was the third round the last time she fought Miesha.
But it was never I don't want to say competitive fight, but Miesha was never in any way going to win that fight.
What was it, Carmouche, who had Ronda
which is what they just showed her. Had her in the rear naked. And, you know, maybe another second or so. I believe Kat Sagano could beat Ronda Rousey. I don't think she does, but I think it could be a good fight to watch. So get to the Press Box Sports Emporium in Tampa and watch it. And it's going to be entertaining. The co-main event, like we talked about last night on Knockout Radio, Holly Holm has yet to have an MMA fight.
UFC fight.
A UFC fight. Again. Yeah. UFC fighting.
MMA.
I meant this is her first UFC fighting, and we didn't even talk about that, so maybe we'll close with that. But to have her as the co-main event against one of the four horse girls in Raquel Pennington, I don't know. I don't even care, you know, but I do care about the Ronda Rousey fight because I think it will be a good one to watch.
So are you more interested, as opposed to the co-main event, are you more interested in Ellenberger versus Josh Koscheck?
I am. You know, and we talked about this last night as well, as we had James Krause on, who has fought two of the most vicious killers, and I hate to use that word because then people are going to think they really get killed in a cage, which will lead to our final subject. But James Krause has fought Masvidal and Bobby Green. And what James Krause said last night, the only person who has fought tougher competition is Josh Koscheck.
Yeah.
This guy has fought Robbie Lawler, Johnny Hendricks,
Rory McDonald, Matt Hughes, GSP, and there was a sixth one who...
The sixth one was the Mike Pyle.
Yeah.
So one out of five are all superstars. And I'm going to be nice calling Rory McDonald a superstar. But the other four are for the best of all time, bar none. So, yes, I am very interested in that fight because Josh Koscheck, other than the beating he took from GSP...
Which was nasty.
Has been a very good middleweight fighter, and it is going to be a fight to watch. You know, his opponents are no slouch either. Ellenberger's not bad.
They're both on three fight losing streaks. Loser leaves town. Koscheck says he wants to fight out his
contract.
They
like Koscheck.
But...
Yeah, well, they like Josh. You know, and let's be honest. If you're a bubble and you're liked, you stay. If you're on a bubble and you're disliked, it's easy to get rid of you. I think, no, I don't think loser leaves town. I possibly think the loser of this has to win his next fight. But no, I can't see either one, Ellenberger or Koscheck, being cut. Which means they'll both get cut. It'll be a boring fight.
Well, yeah, and if they don't get cut, they're going to stay UFC fighters.
Brings up to, I saw something on Facebook that said, which is the most dangerous sport, football, boxing, or UFC fighting? What do you think?
Let that sit in a little bit.
Somebody wants to rip any sport. Now, I'm taking some, you know, defense of mixed martial arts because, first of all, UFC fighting is not a sport.
Correct.
No matter any way you cut it, UFC fighting is not a sport. Mixed martial arts is a sport. UFC is the brand, a brand. UFC is the NFL. The NFL is not football because there's other football. Well, there's other mixed martial arts as well. So then when some of these people are saying, well, they're in there trying to kill, they're in there trying to rip arms and legs off. No, they don't in the UFC.
Nope.
I have seen similar on some of the smaller organizations, and I'm not even talking about, you know, the big boys, but smaller than the UFC, Bellator, World Series of Fighting, 1FC, those guys. You know, some of the local cards where, you know, they just don't get it. You know, break his arm, and I get offended by that.
The professionalism is a little lacking.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, absolutely a lot.
Just being nice.
But, you know, when you're ripping something, at least know what to call it. Wilbon, who is on whatever the TV show on the Four Letter Network, I remember I asked him once about, because he does not like or did not like mixed martial arts. And he thought it was this and he thought it was that. And I was shocked when I asked him my question, have you ever seen it? And he said no.
He has an opinion on something he has never even taken. He's never seen a round of it.
Right. At the time.
Yeah.
You know, at the time when I asked him.
Huh.
And that bothered me. How do you have an opinion of something you've never seen?
At least when you talked to Bert Sugar and he gave his opinion, he knew about it.
But he was a boxing guy. So
yeah,
he's never going to, you know, say one is better or whatever. And may the late, great Bert Sugar, certainly RIP with Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah. Agreed. Let's close it out with a real quick recap of what we saw at the Combine. All right.
What did you see at the Combine?
Well, besides very little, obviously the numbers that are attributed to the.
Can I say this one thing before you
drills?
Get
okay.
Before you talk about the drills?
Okay.
I took a 180. Most people say it's a 360, but it's not. It's a 180 on who I believe the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to take.
Now, knowing you, you're still going to give some weird answer.
No, I think it's Winston. I think they go with Winston.
You said you had been saying that it was going to be Winston the whole time.
No, I have not. I said they would never take him. I never thought that they would take him because of the off field. I've said that I believe he's the better athlete, but I have always said they're taking the duck. Suck for the duck. There was no doubt that that's who they were taking. But I think a complete 180. Light has said that he is a little concerned about his off field, you know, but I think that's who they go with. And there's a lot of talk about, which is perfect for the Philadelphia Eagles, because now they move up to two, which will cost them a little bit less than going all the way up to
one.
And then they make the trade for Mariota.
That's the thing. They have to hope that the Bucs take Winston. And let's not take into account the off the field. Let's take a look at on the field. 305 completions for a 65.3% completion percentage, 25 touchdowns, 18 interceptions. That's Winston. Mariota, one less completion, 3% higher completion percentage, 42 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions.
We got plenty of time to talk about it. Absolutely. UFC 184 this weekend. Catch it out at the Press Box Sports Emporium. Have a great weekend. The Renaissance Festival, a lot of cool stuff going on. Hit out some spring training. Hit me up on Twitter, @ Knockout Radio.
At KOX.
Have a great weekend.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay.